No, I think snake doctor. I think at least in my mind, there's a difference between those two. I don't know what there is in yours.
That's the one you see around the water most of the time.
Mm-hmm, right. I think
flying over.
Okay. And what are you the what are some of the stinging insects that you can name?
Mosquito. Red bugs.
Uh-huh.
Chiggers. That's the red bug.
Same thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other flying stinging insects?
Well, flies will sting. They slide on you and sting you.
Mm-hmm.
Bees, all kinds. Bumblebee, and honeybee, wasp, yellow jacket, hornet, bumblebee. I said that, I believe.
What's the difference between a hornet and a wasp?
Well, a hornet's bigger than that, and they say they can hit a whole lot harder than a wasp does.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a hornet is about as big as your thumb finger there.
Mm-hmm.
About that long, about an inch long.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he'd knock a mule down if he hits him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if enough of them hit him, they're more powerful than a wasp.
Okay. What do you call those little insects that have long legs? Some are green and some are brown. They hop around.
Grasshopper.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No.
Okay. What are the things that you find stretched across the corners of a room sometimes when it hasn't been cleaned in a long time?
Spiders. Spider web.
What do you call the part of the tree that's underneath the ground?
Roots.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of tree that you tap for sugar, for syrup?
Maple.
Okay. And what would you call a big group of those trees?
A grove.
What kind of a grove?
Maple grove.
Okay. And there's a real tall shade tree with long white branches and a kind of a white scaly bark. You know what I'm referring to?
Willow.
Is
that what you're talking about?
Well, can you think of any others?
That's all I want to know. Elm tree is a...
Okay, let's see. I think there are probably some of these, but not very many around here.
Sycamore. Yeah, we got plenty of them in the backyard back out. Next door neighbors.
What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. And what is the bush that grows along the road or by the fence? The leaves turn bright red very early in the year, earlier than most do. And they have little clusters of berries. And it says here that they were used by old people for tanning leather. You know what that refers to?
Blackberry is the only one I can think of. Sumac.
Yeah. Have you ever...
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Okay. What's the difference between poison oak and poison ivy?
Poison oak is... I don't really know. I've got plenty of it back in next door to me. I keep cutting back.
Uh-huh. As far as you know, they're basically the same, though.
I believe they are. I don't know. I believe the ivy runs along the ground and the oak grows up on the tree.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are some of the kinds of berries that we get around here?
Blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, boysenberries. Of course, there's cultivated blackberries and of course, strawberries are cultivated too.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the blackberries are wild.
Okay. If